From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A 22-year-old Iranian protester has died in custody, according to two Iranian lawmakers, intensifying fears of a repeat of the prisoner abuse that followed similar protests in 2009. Mahmoud Sadeghi, a reformist member of Iran's parliament, says he was told the detainee committed suicide in prison. Another lawmaker said the detainee had been arrested in Tehran. Iranian authorities have arrested more than 1,000 people in response to the demonstrations, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago. At least 21 people have been killed in the unrest. The race to find survivors on a flaming Iranian oil tanker continues following its collision with a Chinese cargo ship off the eastern coast of China on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Serena Diaron reports on the collision's effect.
The impact of the oil spill left behind by the collision is unclear. However, the tanker was carrying over 130,000 metric tons of oil condensate. That volume means the disaster could become the worst spill since 1991, when twice that amount leaked off the coast of Angola. And it may be more difficult to contain this disaster if it grows worse. Condensate is colorless, highly toxic, and more explosive than normal crude oil. China, Japan, and South Korea share the East China Sea and are on alert for any developing slick headed to their shores.
The collision caused the tanker to burst into flames. It's carrying 136,000 metric tons of oil. China, South Korea, and the U.S. Navy have deployed ships and aircraft to assist with the search for the missing crewmen. The size of the oil spill, cause of the collision, not yet determined. This is VOA News. As many as 64 migrants are feared dead as to rescuers found an overcrowded traffickers' boat sinking off the coast of Libya, according to officials on Monday. The Italian Coast Guard rescued 86 of the nearly 150 people traveling on the boat through the Mediterranean on Saturday. 8 bodies, all women, have been recovered thus far. The boat was initially spotted by a plane from a European naval mission to combat trafficking on Saturday. There have been diverse reactions in Cameroon after the arrests in Nigeria of 9 separatist leaders who declared the independence of the English-speaking regions of the Central African state and gave it the name Ambazonia. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from southwestern Cameroon.
Hundreds of children at the bilingual high school in Moliko have defied calls to stay at home and have returned to school for the start of the second term of Cameroon's school year. Among them is 16-year-old Glory Mbui, who says her father forced her to come to school in spite of threats from the armed separatists.
I'm afraid because they're having supporters that might continue the disorder in the country. I'm equally afraid because that I'm armed to change so that I might equally continue the killing of people in the country.
The call for all children to stay at home was reiterated by the separatists after Ayuk Tabe Julius, the man they call the president of the independent state of Ambazonia, was arrested alongside 8 members of his interim government in Abuja, Nigeria on Friday. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Boya, Cameroon.
South Korea said it will announce Tuesday whether it will respect an agreement between the country's previous government and Japan that was aimed at resolving a feud over so-called comfort women who were forced to work in Japan's wartime brothels. A man and woman who met on a Muslim dating website were convicted Monday of plotting a bomb attack in Britain. Both defendants denied the charges, but jurors found them guilty of preparing terrorist acts. And in a boost for the gay community in India, the country's Supreme Court said Monday that it would review a British-era law that criminalizes homosexuality. The court said no one should have to live in fear because of their sexual orientation. The court said the order of nature is not a constant phenomenon. Societal morality changes from age to age. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.